Good evening, can everyone hear me?
Hi.
My apologies. I had forgotten the time. It's 5:30. We will first have a public hearing. Public meeting number 3. On today, and Maya Turin from planning will be making the presentation.
Move on. I'm gonna have to turn on my cell phone. I'm gonna be ringing if it's not turned off. A reminder for everyone else to turn off your cell phone. Also, as a reminder, a related information item is included in the City Council meeting number 5. Agenda package following this public hearing. It is listed under correspondence from the Government of Nunavut and summarizes the result of the community consultation under the Cannabis Act. And also, our interpreter, Andrew and Lisa Ipil, going to make to say you wish.
Thank you for interpreting tonight.
Please go ahead, our public hearing.
Bylaw number 1033, amendment to zoning bylaw number 899, ZBA 25040. This amendment proposes a site-specific rezoning for 609 Mud Dock Crescent to permit a cannabis establishment.
Going to make Maya. Maya, were there any representation ruling in contact with the City of Iqaluit Planning Department? Maya?
Yes, we received representations from residents whose comments I will now share. 5 respondents expressed general support for the proposed relocation but did not provide additional comments on reasoning. Overall, their submissions indicate approval of the relocation and acceptance of the cannabis store operating at the proposed site without raising specific concerns or conditions. Among the submissions expressing support with detailed reasoning, one anonymous respondent noted that cannabis use generally has calming effects and is not typically associated with violent behavior. They expressed concern that if the shop were to close, individuals may seek alternative sources. Another anonymous respondent described cannabis as beneficial for both mental and physical well-being and less harmful than alcohol. They raised concern that limiting access to cannabis could contribute to increased alcohol-related issues within the community. Another respondent user raised concerns that more illegal activity will take place in town due to no central cannabis location. The respondent stated that being a woman, she would feel safer walking to a central location to avoid cold weather conditions or walking in the dark nights, vehicle activity of being struck with a car, and potential assault or robbery. Another anonymous user expressed support for the relocation, highlighting that the business owners are good people and that it would be unfortunate to see the business close. We received a submission from a Caitlin who supported the proposal, stating that it would benefit the community by helping a local business remain open and continue to grow. She emphasized the importance of having a safe and legal purchasing environment rather than relying on unsafe or illegal sources. Another anonymous respondent provided detailed support, noting that cannabis is used positively for pain management. They added that a central location would help reduce transportation costs, such as taxi fares. This respondent also stated that despite Despite having a young family members in the area, they would not have observed any safety concerns. They described that the store is discreet with no apparent impacts on children or youth. Mr. Leslie, a parent of a student at the Nacogdoches School, expressed support, noting that the store is not highly visible and remains out of view. In opposition, a long-term resident expressed concerns that the proposed relocation could lead to increased traffic or unwanted activity in the area. They also noted potential issues related to limited parking, violation, and believes this would promote unhoused, transient, chronically unemployed people with an additional spot to congregate. A second anonymous respondent opposed to the relocation due to its proximity to a school, bus stop, and income support services. They suggested that the existing location on Federal Road is sufficient for Iqaluit. In conclusion, a total of 14 submissions were received with supporting no details, 7 in support with additional reasoning, and 2 users in opposition of the relocation. Thank you.
Thank you, Maya. So I now call for any input present from the public. This is my first call.
You state your name and where you're from, and we got about 2 minutes, 5 minutes.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. My name is Kevin, and I operate Higher Experience here in Iqaluit. What's being proposed is not a new store. It's a relocation of an existing cannabis business approximately 30 meters from our current location. We've been operating in the community since April of 2024. And in that time, we've worked hard to run a professional, compliant, and respectful business. Most of our customers are local residents, and we've become part of the day-to-day fabric of our community. This move is about improving the space, making it more efficient, better organized, and ultimately a better experience for our customers, while continuing to meet all of the regulatory requirements and community expectations. Importantly, this is in the same neighborhood, the same customer base, and the same operator. There's no change in the nature of the business, just an opportunity to do it better. If there are any concerns, I'm always open and available to work with the city and the community to address them. Our goal here is to operate in a way that reflects well on both the industry and the community. Thank you very much for your time and your consideration.
Wait a minute, Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin. Calling for any input from the public on this matter that we're holding the public hearing about. And this is my second call for any input from the public. And this is my final call, calling for any input from the public. Nobody is speaking up. I deem this public hearing to be closed. Thank you for coming. And we're having the City Council meeting tonight at 6 o'clock in 16 minutes. Thank you.